If only we could keep this insidious stuff off the air.
Now, more Ed Till.
And now a story that you are really going to not only hear, but I'm sure you're going to get uncomfortable hearing this. It's a very, very compelling tale of how airport security goes so awry that I can't believe it. I'm finding the more that I hear about this story, the more I understand it. It's I don't know what I would do. I mean, frankly, I'm one of those excitable people. I probably would have caused a big scene, but let's find out what happened to Meg McLean. Meg McLean, welcome to the Ed Till Show. This is one of those horrible nightmares involving airport security that you can only really believe it when you hear somebody tell you what happened to them. So we are all ears. When did it happen? Where did it happen? And what happened?
Well, this happened Monday at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. I was visiting some friends from my hometown of Keene, New Hampshire, where I moved with the Free State Project, and visiting some fellow activists who are part of LibertyOnTour.com, some wonderful guys who travel the country trying to spread the message of freedom. And I went, you know, to catch my flight home, and I was randomly chosen for the body scanner. And knowing that I had the ability to opt out, I chose to opt out. But then, you know, they took me to the secondary screening where I had heard about these enhanced pat-down procedures, which are incredibly invasive and borderline molestation in my mind. So I chose to ask them some questions rather than just offer them my body to touch how they felt, you know, was necessary. And they did not like my questions at all. And it created a huge uproar, huge ruckus. I was basically put on display as, you know, a demonstration of this is what's going to happen if you question our practices, which I feel are just going way beyond the bounds of appropriate security measures. And eventually I was escorted out of the airport.
Wow, you were literally ejected. Name the group that you're with again. It's called the Free States.
The Free State Project. I'm a blogger at freekeen.com, which is where, like, I have posted about this experience, and people can go there and read up on a lot of the details that have gone into all of this, since I don't have much time here.
No, I understand. But I just want to be clear. This was not a deliberate attempt to test the rules. This was you traveling, and you just happened to be a freedom advocate, and you got a firsthand taste? Or did you know ahead of time, you know what, I'm going to find out just how this system works. I'm going to refuse it and see. I mean, which was it?
Well, you know, while I live my life as a free person, I consider myself a sovereign person. I'm the owner of my own body. I didn't go in there intending to create a big stir and get myself kicked out. I just have respect for myself enough to not allow people to do that to me. And so I felt like I needed to speak up and say, hey, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not comfortable with people taking naked photos of me or touching me and such intimate ways without my.
Well, that's it. Yeah, let's try to make the audience understand that a little bit. What exactly about the pat down was the most uncomfortable? And what about the pat down felt like maybe it was too ambitious? In other words, if all they're checking you for is contraband, explosives, this kind of thing, what exactly did they do to you during the pat down that made you uncomfortable and felt way too personally invasive?
Well, I actually never made it to the pat-down because I asked questions and created this big stir before it ever got to that point. So they just assumed that because I was asking questions about it without blindly just going
well,
through
sure,
it,
go
I was
ahead.
Refusing.
Tell us. Go ahead. Tell us the question so the audience can know exactly what you said to them.
Well, you know, I just kept asking questions like, don't you believe this goes too far? Is there any orders that you feel, you know, you could not morally go through with because it's such an invasion of people's privacy and intimacy that, you know, at what point do you draw the line in the sand and nobody can step out of this work mode into this moral judgment mode and look at these orders that they've been given and say, is this really, you know, appropriate? And
now, when
nobody
you, when
would
you would say that
question.
To them, right, when you would say that to them, what would they answer you?
You know, it'd just be more, you know, terrorism, and it's all for the greater good and stuff like that. Nobody would give me a straight answer because nobody there has the ability to cognitively think about these things that they're told to do. They're told this is all for the greater good, and they believe it. But, you know, I've had so many people reach out to me now, primarily women who have said that these procedures are just so invasive and beyond anything that is necessary, and they feel violated after this.
Well, you know, here's the thing now, just because I'm with you in spirit for sure, but I do have a legitimate question. What if a woman is hiding something in a bra cup or in that little panty part of their panties right over the most private area? I mean, what way are we supposed to get at that other than if they can't x-ray it to feel it? And both of them seem so unacceptable. I mean, it's a genuine question. What do we do?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we have this whole government apparatus that's just one size fits all. And I think if this issue was brought up to the marketplace, people could find ways of, you know, screening people for these things and finding these things without going to these far measures. I mean, nobody's been given the opportunity to even offer up an alternative suggestion because the government is just one size fits all. There's no marketplace of ideas in there.
But what about you personally? I mean, you were there. You saw what they were about to do to you. You went through this process. What makes common sense to you as to how to handle people who say, look, you know what, I'm not comfortable being photographed under my clothing, so yeah, I'm going to have to take option two. What would you think is a fair option two compared to the extreme they took your examination to?
Yeah, I don't think that, I personally have the answer for that, but that's all right because there's obviously a marketplace for people who don't want this. I mean, pilots unions, flight attendants, everybody has said that this is going too far, and so we just need to open it up to different ideas, and I'm sure somebody out there has an idea of how to go about security without...
Interesting.
You know,
all right, good. If you saw, you might have seen in the news yesterday, Captain Sullenberger of the Miracle Flight on the Hudson, that landing on the water, came out strongly against body scanners. But it was interesting what his contention was. He was for not having people radiated as often as it would be if you're a frequent traveler using the body scan. So his was a radiation health concern.
Yeah, there's all kinds of concerns.
We're threading a needle here, aren't we? Aren't we really trying to thread a needle? I mean, you got big public privacy concerns. You got health concerns. But nobody wants to be on a plane with Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda is still trying to get on flights as of two Fridays ago. I mean, you know, God forbid
the
toner cartridge is in a... You know,
there's never been an instance that I can recall where they have actually successfully caught a terrorist before they entered a plane or, you know, after going through security. There's never been that big story about, you know, TSA catches terrorists. The fact of the matter is they haven't done it, and yet they still grow and they're still given more money and they become more and more invasive. And so it's really ridiculous to me that these people are encouraged to, you know, do more when they haven't done a thing.
Meg, let me do a call here coming in from Orlando with Chris. This is the Ed Till Show, Orlando's Real Talk, the Big 8, 10 a.m. Chris, you're on the air with Meg McLean. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was just at the airport the other day in San Diego, and they had the same thing, but there was two lines, one for the scanner, one for the regular way. Did you pick the line with the scanner? You could have gone to the other line probably, right?
No, there was only one line where I was at, and it was just they were, you know, pulling people out randomly to go through the body scanner, and it was really no option for me.
Well, I went through the scanner. It wasn't that big a deal.
Well, go ahead,
it
Meg.
It may not
what
be
is,
for
what,
you.
Yeah,
but...
tell me about the body scanner, how you feel about that, because we have talked about these, you know, a second option. What is your chief complaint about the body scanner?
My chief complaint about the body scanner is that I, you know, respect myself as a person enough to say I don't allow a stranger to see my naked body without my permission. That is something I am not comfortable with at all. And so I have a real problem with, and when I see people like sticking their children in these things, to me that's like violating a child on the side of the road. I can't keep my mouth shut about it. I have to speak up because I've seen so many people traumatized by these things because either, you know, they were uncomfortable with it, but they felt forced, or they didn't know what was going on until after the fact. And it just embarrassed and humiliated them beyond belief once they realized what happened. And for me, I just chose not to. I don't agree with that practice. I'm not comfortable with that practice. And so I chose to opt out of it.
Meg, thanks for your time today. Could you plug that website one more time so people could follow up with you?
Yeah, it's freeking.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Meg McClain. Boy, it gets worse at the airport, not better. More after the news.